5 hours.
Yeah.
Woo. 5 sessions, no problem. So it's going to be a quick run through. And basically it's going to be about your names. And, well, my name is Andreas, or as we pronounce it in Germany, Andreas. And I like my name. And I hope you like yours. Most people do. Well, I'm not a linguist. And I'm not a historian. I'm not an expert on names. I scrub toilets. You're cold, eh? And I love it. Back home, I'm a pastor, so I had to study a few things that do help with names, such as ancient languages. Well, I first came to London in 1977, all I knew about names was that my name was from the Greek, and it means manly.
Ooh,
no, I was okay. That's okay when you're 19. So, as I became a pastor, I started to think more deeply about names, and how that started was people would come, young couples would come in with their children and want them to be baptized. And I realized they had picked wonderful names, but seldom knew anything about their meaning and history. So, I did some research, and I bought a name book. And I bought another name book, I get another. I went to Italy, bought one back. Went to France, bought one, had one shipped in from the US. So finally my library is this wide on the shelf. And it's not by chance that it was through baptisms that I got into names, because you know that one verse from Isaiah 43:1. You're the pastor.
No, I don't.
You don't? Oh, sure you do. I call you by name.
Oh, that one. Okay.
You don't know it by name. And that means names matter. They really matter because they're part of you. And so it's important that you like your name. And actually, I remember I once reconciled a woman with her name. She hadn't liked 55 years because her elder brother died in the war, and his name was August. And as he died, that after that she was born, and she was named Augusta. And she always suffered from just being the substitute for August. So I told her all I knew about August, and it means splendid and it's a wonderful meaning, and that reconciled it with her name after 57 years. So I started giving out name cards to those parents who came to me to have their children baptized. And when I came to Holden for a whole year with my family in 2006-07, I started doing the same thing here at Holden. And Thomas, a Christian who's here right now, he brought his name card and couldn't hand this around, because I did a few for some staff, some Holden staff, using some motifs I took pictures of here at Holden.
Oh.
But here in your country I realized that names can be very tricky, and spellings of names can be trickier. I had to do some thorough research on some of you who American names being European. It's much more traditional in Europe. Now, I got some names down. Is there anybody here who has not written his name on this whiteboard?
I wrote him on the kiosk.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what's your name?
Richard.
Richard. So what? Which box would you put Richard in? Germanic, Latin, Greek, Hebrew, other?
The best of the bunch, whatever.
Okay.
Probably English.
So we just put it up here. See what happens.
Yes.
This one does not fit. Richard.
Yes.
Okay. Any other name that's missing on the board?
Judith.
Judith.
Under Greek?
You would put in Greek Hebrew.
Hebrew?
Okay, no, 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 that's okay, it's what she thinks.
Greek Hebrew, make up your mind.
Hebrew!
Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's Judah.
Yeah, because it's in the Old Testament, so.
Yeah, beautiful name.
Yes.
And it's common in Germany as well.
And I handed it on my mind.
I like it.
Yeah.
So we have those five boxes, and maybe you have to tell me about your name, because you probably know more about it than I do, possibly. Like, Alan, you didn't sign up, no? You got me in trouble.
I did not sign up, no.
You got me in trouble.
I just came here.
Yeah, that's fine. That's just fine.
Incognito.
And the thing about those boxes, I said that before, not everybody was in here, but like Andrew would be considered an English name. It's been around England for centuries, many, many centuries, but it's not by origin. Because as I said, it's taken from the Greek, like Andreas. So Andrew would go in Greek. So what I'd like to do with you tonight is just go through those boxes. And as you could, well, other can mean anything. It could be Bengalese, Nepalese, Cherokee. I have no idea. I don't think there are any of those around. Not tonight. Because those really get me in trouble.
Is there any way we can get some light there that the rest of us
yes.
can read? Or is
it's
this
hard to read? I don't know where the lights are. Those are the light switches that Jamie and you are trying to put up. And if
thank you. Oh, suddenly the world.
In enlightenment.
Yes. Enlightenment. Yes.
Wonderful. Yeah. So let's start out with. We go back in history. Hebrew are the oldest, followed by Greek, Latin, and Germanic names as we know them. We don't know much about Germanic names, how old they really are. They may be age old. Because the Germanic tribes did not write. So we have no records of their names. The records we do have are not very old, or they are from the Latin. Yeah, like Latin writers would mention some Germanic names. And here we got Heidi. Who's Heidi? It's Germanic. Gretchen. Who's Gretchen?
She's my daughter.
She's your daughter. And Gretchen is a very, very German name as far as blossoms go, but not roots.
Oh, okay.
So, it has to go Greek. We'll talk about that later. So, let's move it from here to Greek.
So, it's Greek.
And Karen. There's Karen, bless you. Two
Karen. That's a territory, Karen.
Karen.
It's Norwegian.
Karen.
It's a derivative of Catherine.
Norwegian. And what name could be behind it?
Catherine.
It's Catherine.
Catherine
goes in which box?
Catherine.
Catherine.
Greek?
It's Greek. So Catherine has to go all the way. Charles. Who's Charles?
That's my husband.
That's your husband. It's the correct box.
Very good.
Robert. Correct box. Wonderful. Elna. Who's Elna? That's you. I've never heard the name Elna, so I have to.
No, very
good. Look it up. The very reliable website I looked it up on said it was from Helen.
Helen.
So Helen, where should it be?
Greek.
Greek.
So they're all.
So we have to move that over to Greek as well. They show up in disguise, those names. That makes it tricky. And Robert, of course. Robert is fine. Yeah, Robert's perfect. And what shall we do with Richard?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Who has a guess for Richard?
I'll say French and part Richard.
Richard.
Latin.
I'm probably Greek.
I said?
I'm probably Greek too.
Yeah, no, you're not.
I'm not at all.
You're not.
Germanic.
It's Germanic.
It's Germanic.
Oh, I'm so.
Richard.
Richard, here you go.
Richard. Are there any Celtic origins?
Well, they
since
would be
it's
under
predated.
Other. They would be under other and tenth spotted one.
Okay.
That's you. That's Celtic.
Celtic.
And I think it translates rock.
That's me here.
What I know from the top of my head.
Rock in it.
Okay.
Can I see?
Yeah.
My husband's name was Wilhelm Ferdinand Brandt.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wilhelm.
What
did
you hear?
German.
Right. Ferdinand. That's very German. Wilhelm Ferdinand.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It can't be chopped. So it's Germanic as well. Ferdinand. Wonderful. Mm. Quite a few Germanic. See, if we take off the Greek. Yes. And the old Teutons' world was war, fighting. So most elements from these names were really Germanic names have to do with fighting. So, of course, power has to do with power, fighting. Take Wilhelm, which is William in English, of course. Will means will, determined to win this battle. And helm, of course, is?
No, Dick, don't.
Helmet.
Helmet.
Protection.
It's too precious to protect.
Right. So, this is very, as much to do with war. Now take Richard.
No.
Rich has, it has to do with being rich, but that it doesn't want to mean wealthy.
Oh.
If you heard of the German word Reich, the Third Reich, and that it also has to do with to reach. That's the same word as reach. And Reich means realm. Realm. As far as my power reaches, that's my realm. That's the area of my power. Reich. See?
The fact.
So that's rich.
The fact that I'm a sword fighter, does that fit in?
That's true.
Very well.
You have
and
a
hard, what has to do with hard? You have a word that says hardy. It means tough.
Ah.
Tough.
Of course.
So,
okay.
It means translates power, rule, and hardy. Yes, that's the question. There's always two elements, mostly two elements. There were only very few Germanic elements that the names that had one element.
Oh.
Ernest, like Ernest Hemingway, that is one of the few that consists of just one element, meaning serious, also determined in fight. Ernest. It's all about fighting.
Yeah.
Ernest. And, but now, if you have two elements, the question is, how do they relate? Do they at all? And mostly, they don't. for a long time, they probably did, like from maybe 3000 BC till 500. What's that?
80.
Yeah, 80, right, 80. In the 80s, it was, yeah.
In the 80s.
Yeah, probably through that long period, names, the two elements were related. But then, I have to move to the computer, a fashion came about within the Germanic tribes, and now we need the lights to turn off.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise we won't be able to see. And the fashion was, thank you, that the names of the children were taken from the names of their parents. So you have two parents, Hildebrand, father, and Gertrude, which is still around, mother. And this is in German, so I've turned it. Hilde means fight, brand, sword, gear, spear, and Trude, strong. So now, if it was a son, they would have. It could be Gerbrand, it could be Hildger, or Brandger,
or Trudgen.
Oh.
And that way, it's like Legos.
Yeah.
Like plain Legos. You just put elements together this way or other.
Name a Lego.
And exactly, that's what it is. Now, name a Lego. And there were few rules, like this is for the daughters. It would be Hildrud, Brandrud, Gerhild, Brandhild, and Trudhild. So the Hild part with the female names usually would be the second element. Whereas with the boys, it would be in front. Yeah, but not strict. So it's Hildrud. It's the first element. Yeah? And that's the reason why, for most Germanic names with two elements, you do not translate the name as a whole. You just say element one means fight. Element two means sword. Whatever. Lights, please. Thank you.
I think I'll get it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And, of course, many of those combinations would make sense because it's all about war.
Right.
And we talked about weapons, like the helmet, sword, and also a lot of animals in Germanic names. There's none in here, but you know, Bernard, Bert the
bear,
and Hardy again. And you have Rolf, or Rolf, which is, comes from Wolf.
Oh.
And there's, you know, Arnold.
Arnold.
Arnold. Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger.
President, yes.
Right.
The eagle is part of his name.
Oh.
It's Arnval. And Val means against rule. Rule. Eagle and rule. And yes, so the parents, of course, wanted their children once to be as strong as a bear or as sharp like as an eagle or as cunning as a raven, ram, ram, or birch ram, you turned round. That's the raven. The cunning raven. So those qualities of the animals should be transferred to the children. That was the idea of those animal names. And some really are stupid if you try to translate. Hedwig, have you heard of Hedwig?
Mm-hmm.
Hedwig translates battle, battle.
Oh.
Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't matter. Battle, battle. That's what it's all about. Battle, battle. Right, so much. No. Ferdinand. This element, Feru, it actually came via Spain as the Visigoths, the Germanic tribe, went all the way from probably Sweden, north eastern Germany, down southeast. West through Greece, Italy, to Spain. And that's where they settled, in Spain. And they took all the Germanic names with them. That's why you have Alfonso and Fernando in Spain. Yes. They were Arians by faith. And when they became Catholic, they started mixing with the Spanish population. And that was their doom. That was it. But the names are still around. And none, I think, means something like fame. So that's Ferdinand. Charles. You've got Charles. It's very popular in England, and very popular in your country. In German, it's Karl. You've got Karls, some of the C, which is the Spanish, no, the Swedish spelling. Carl. And that's usually explained as man, a free man. But that explanation has been doubted lately. Lately means in the past 50 years. And slowly in the name books, the more likely translation is taking over. And actually, Charles is supposed to be a short form of Herbert.
Oh, what?
Herbert. Yes.
Herbert.
Because Latin is Carolus. Carolus.
Oh, Carol, yeah.
Carol, yeah.
Carol or Carlos.
Carlos in Spanish. And the olus is just a suffix. It's what they call, I think, hypocrisy. Endearing. My little. My little car.
Great shin.
My little
shin. Great shin. Exactly. That kind of thing. And now the car originally was ha. And where the Franks and the Romans met, there was some trouble in communication because their sounds were not the same. The Romans couldn't reproduce the Germanic sounds. So instead of ha, which the Teutons probably pronounce ha from throat, they said, oh, it's car for us, it's car. So the C came back, or K. Well, the Romans didn't have the K, they had the C. So car is the first part of harm. There's also harolus. And it comes from her, bird, or her, whatever, second. So that's Charles. Yeah, so we have to rush because that was Germanic, but we got a lot of heroes. Now, Latin names. We have a lot of Latin names in our country, and you have the yours. Is Felix popular?
We've already seen it. It's been
around.
Felix?
It's not very common.
But you've heard of Felix.
Yes.
Who's the
cat? Happy. Yes.
Is that German?
It's Latin.
It's Latin.
It's a Latin word. But it means happy. That's understand. Felix.
Okay.
Florian. Is Florian around?
Florian.
Flowers. Bloomer.
Flora.
Rosa, of course.
Rose.
The Rosa. The Rose. Yes, we have Rose here. But that one is in the wrong place.
Where is Rose here?
It is
the Rose.
Actually, Rose, if it could be taken from the Latin word Rosa. And then it would go here. Could be. Because rose. The book happened with rose. Or else, more likely, it's Germanic also. From, you have probably not heard the name Roswitha. But you've heard of Rosamund.
Yes.
Rosamund. That's popular in England, or used to be. It's old fashioned. Yeah. And everybody thinks it means rose, but it doesn't. It goes back to the Germanic word meaning fame. Uh-huh. And then you
fame
come
with
to
fighting.
Robert is, this is the Germanic word. First of all, Robert. Rot. Fame. And that's in rose, that's one. And the rest is gone. The second syllable is just gone. We don't know. Could have been anything. But to say this, Robert has Rud plus Birch. And Birch is your word, bright.
Bright
in the sense of shining, famous. Famous. So it means fame plus
famous.
Whatever that means. Doesn't mean anything.
Famously famous.
Famous. Absolutely famous.
Famous for being famous, yes.
Yes. So that was Rose. Well, just a few things about Latin names in general. The Latins were not very poetic. The Romans, not very poetic. They would name their children number one, number two, number three, number four, and number five is Quentin.
Yeah.
I say Quentin.
Quintus.
Quintus is fifth. Oh, yeah. And they could go on till
I know someone named Octavia, and she was the eighth child of the family.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
But the first one was not called Price.
No.
It was
not. But after her, they
were. They would do such things. Also, they had, in the times of the Republic, before Caesar, they had a rather rigid system of three names. Four names.
Like Caesar, Augustus.
Well, that's Augustus. They gave that name to himself.
Yes,
that was Gaius, Julius, Caesar.
Yeah,
three names. That's your first name, clan name,
okay.
By name. Yeah, and the by name you may get as you were born, or it may be bestowed later on. And those by names are not very nice at times. Some of them have made it into our times. Sicilian probably means blind.
Oh.
At one point, there was Sicilian, it was blind. Or Paul. You don't go Paul, it means short.
Oh.
Not a very nice meaning.
It
was a nickname. Hey, Shorty. Yeah. Claudia, do you know Claudia? Is that around? I've looked it up. There's a word, claudication. It means limp. Limp.
That's good. Would that be the same if it was a man named Claude?
Claudius. Claude in
Claude.
French.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
same thing.
That's a family name, Claude.
Yeah, right.
Oh. That means short. It means limping.
That means limping.
Limping.
Yeah, it's limp.
Oh dear.
But of course they did have beautiful names as well. We talked about Felix the Happy. And Benedict, you know that. Benedictus means
blessed.
And it could either be the child that should be blessed, or else the parents who were blessed with that child. Benedict. Justin. That's pretty nice. Florian, Blooming, Claire. Means clear, famous. And of course, Flora, the flower, or Stella.
Star.
The star, yes. And that's tricky again because Stella, the Latin word Stella, is a loan word. They took it from Persian.
Oh.
And Persians took it from the Babylonians.
Wow.
And you know the name Esther.
Yeah.
Same
Esther.
Word,
yeah.
Same name.
Stella Esther.
Yeah.
Stella
you know
Esther.
The goddess Ishtar.
Ishtar.
Same word, same name.
Esther.
Oh. Ishtar.
Star.
Yeah. So that would be
Ishtar.
Tricky to put into a box.
Yeah.
Where would you put it?
Yeah.
Other.
Other, yeah.
Ultimately,
ancient.
Other.
Ancient.
And some names, some Latin names go up. Reflect the origin of person. And we know Larry, we know Laurie, we know Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a man from a town called Laurentum in Italy, an ancient city south of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's connected to Laurel, we know Morris. Those are cars, you know, sports cars.
Morris Minor.
Morris Minor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's Maurice in French, and it referred to the land of Mauritania, which is north of North Africa, mainly Morocco nowadays, or Cyprus, came from Cyprus. Sabina, do you know Sabina?
Yeah, in
yeah.
Germany, yeah.
In Germany,
yeah.
Where the names tell you too.
Yeah.
Anyway, the rape of the Sabine women.
Sabine, yeah.
Sabine, yeah. Sylvester Stallone, you know him. Sylvester once lived near a forest, because Silva is forest.
Transylvania.
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 And Marius. And now we get to Marius. 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 That's the origin of the name. Danish form of Marina, Mara, which is for Marina, and Marina goes back to Marius, which is a man who lives by the sea.
By the sea.
Oh, Marina.
Yeah. Marinas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The marine. Mm-hmm. The sea. Mm-hmm. We go back. And now, quite a number of names are specifically and explicitly Christian names in that sense that the early Christians made them up. Or else they took names that already existed and interpreted them in their way. They would like to understand them. Have you heard of Renata? Does that around your country? Renata? Oh, born
someone
again.
Someone who was born in Germany came.
Yes, Natalie. Yeah, we've got lots of those around Germany. Natalie.
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 On Christmas.
Natalie.
Was born on Christmas.
Christmas.
Right. Noel. There you go. Pascal. Yeah, Pascal.
Pascal.
Is that a name? Is that a name? Pascal. It's French.
Yeah. It's French. Yeah.
Pascal. Born on Easter. But you have Dominic.
Oh yes.
Dominic.
And Nicholas. Yeah.
Was born on Sunday.
So
Dimanche,
Dominus,
the Lord's Day, Dominic, Dominus, yeah. And the Dominican Republic, the islands, were discovered on a
Sunday.
Like the Eastern Island was discovered at Easter. So that's how things go about. And Justin was now understood as justified by God through faith. Amy, we had an Amy here around. Amy is from the French, by French, from the Latin amatus, loved, beloved. Also David, who's not here, means beloved. And Mary, there was a Marie who signed up. She's not here.
That's a Hebrew, right there.
It goes back to Egyptian. Right?
Egyptian.
They assume that it's Egyptian. It means beloved. So that's a very beautiful.
So Mary goes back to Egyptian?
Yeah. It's Miriam in the Old Testament. Mary in the New Testament.
That's right.
Miriam
sister.
In the Old Testament. And she was born in Egypt, of course.
Yeah.
And Moses. Moses' name is supposed to be Egyptian too.
So what does Mary mean then?
Beloved.
Beloved. Okay. That's
beautiful.
Have you thought about rewriting the Bible with the correct names?
Oh, there's an idea.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Or Constantine, you know. Emperor Constantine?
Constantine.
What would that be nowadays?
Constantine. Well, we don't.
Do you use the name Constantine?
Constance.
Yes.
Is a word.
And that was a label for a martyr. Same as Victor. Because Nikator in Greek, Victor Nikator. Think of Nike. See, it means victory. Victory over death. Victory over torture. It would be the strong ones. It went straight up to him. Were the victors, not the victims. And of course, you have some pagan gods like Martin or Mark, who goes back to Mars, the Roman god of war. And maybe in the name Julia, you have Jupiter. Could be Jupiter in Julia. But also Julia could be Greek. So we move on to Greek names. And the Greeks were much more poetic than the Romans. And, well, Andreas. Andrew is not very poetic. Manly. Well, that's just macho. But what else we got? Gretchen is Margaret. Margaret Thatcher. And there's many variants of that. Margaret.
Greta.
And that's very poetic. Because it translates pearl. Pearl. Margarites is Greek word for pearl. So it was something or somebody very beautiful. That's Margaret. Or Gretchen. Which of course is a German disguise.
Margaret.
Karen. Karen, Catherine, Katie. There's billions around variants of that name. And we do not know its origin. It's probably pre-Greek, but the Greeks took it up and they associated with their name for pure, which is kataos, kataos. The bros, pure. Pure. They thought that would be a good meaning, but the original version of the name is A. A Katerina.
Oh, A Katerina.
A Katerina. And it did not have the B-H. That was a mistake. A Katerina. In Russian, it's...
Russian.
It is still Yekaterina. Yeah, they preserved that A. And the Greeks thought it should be pure. So they added the H. And they changed the E to an A. And both are still around. You have Catherine with an E and with an A.
Well, what is the Russian meaning? Is that still the same?
It's the same meaning, but it's... They
just,
well,
change
I don't
spell.
Know the Russian characters.
Mm-hmm.
But that's to be the transcription.
Could it still be pure?
It
was still mean pure?
Yeah. No, it doesn't mean pure. We don't
know what it is.
Originally, that's also tricky about it. What does the name mean?
Yeah.
We don't know the original name. It's too old. It's lost. But it was, at a very early stage, connected with that word. So we might as well say it does mean pure.
Yeah.
In a way, it does. Although, originally, it didn't. Or we don't know. What else have we got? We got Chiron, we got
Chiron.
And this we have to move to other.
Kuros.
Unless it was taken from Kuros, which isn't a possibility. A lot of times you just don't know.
Yeah.
You have to ask your parents, what were your thoughts?
Yeah.
What do you think of as you gave me that name?
Yeah.
And they may tell you some story which does not appear on.
We found it in the book.
Yes.
Burger.
Root Kairos?
That's the question.
Kairos, yes, could be. He's the Lord.
Right.
Yes. Probably the name of an old deity. Could be, yeah. But what I found was, among others, it said Cairo, Celtic. Yeah, feminine form of Kaya, derived from Irish Kaya, meaning black.
Black.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Serious Kaya, people names.
So there you have
it. Yeah. You were pretty much done with Greek names. Greek names. Julia, yeah. Talk about Julia. It could be Latin, but it could be Greek. And most likely it is Greek, it's real. It's all over the world. And it means something like fluffy beard.
Fluffy beard?
Well, that refers to Julius.
I'm not quite fluffy beard.
Julius. That's most likely being Greek. It's not very fluffy beard. I'm afraid.
It's still a great name, though.
So the Beatles song Julia, that just really destroyed, I mean, fluffy beard, fluffy beard. Yeah, that doesn't come to Julia.
And you don't name Dennis, of course. Dennis the Menace. That's from the Greek god Dionysius. Dionysius, he was the god of drinking.
Ah, oh, Dionysius.
And
Dionysius, yeah.
You don't Dionysius. And maybe even the city of Sydney may go back to his name. Saint Denis, Sydney. Could well be. Okay, Hebrew names, because I love Hebrew names.
Hebrew names.
All our children have Hebrew names,
right.
Biblical names, because I think they're the most beautiful and most international names. Rebecca could.
Yeah.
The English, French, German, whatever. And Hebrew names in general are different. And we have a few here with Noah. Is Noah here?
That's my son.
Oh, that's your son. Jonathan?
This is my husband.
There's your husband. Sarah is right over there, and Judith?
Right here.
That was you. And do we have anything? Lucinda, we forgot Lucinda.
Right here.
Did you have any idea what...
Well, it goes back, you find it in French literature in the 1500s, and kind of refers to Lucifer, bringer of light, so it could go back.
Right, yeah, it could well be, or well, that's at least what it was connected with, lux in Latin, meaning light. Mm-hmm. Lucifer, carrier of light. But it could also be Lucas, Luke, and that has nothing to do with light.
Right.
Lucius does, but Lucas does not. It's one of those place names. Now, from Luciana, it's an Eric. It's an Eric. Very simple. So we got that, all those covered? Now Jamie has to go here too.
Jamie goes to Hebrew.
It's not very Hebrew, but it is.
To Hebrew?
Yes, and Leonie, is that the word?
Just Leon.
Leon, the E is dropped. Leon, of course, has to go to Latin or to Greek, because it's the same word. Leo means lion. It's the same word.
Lion.
Yeah. Lion. Leon. Leon in Greek.
Leo.
Leo in Hebrew. In Latin.
I have been told it's lioness for female.
Lioness.
Not a lion.
Could well be. Lady lion.
Yes.
It goes back to an old Assyrian word. Lavu, meaning lion. So we got that. Hebrew names, we have animals there. We have a gazelle to be there. Is that around the
book?
What is that? Or in German it's Tabia. Same name. Means gazelle, let's say. Or Leah, our oldest daughter is Leah, means mother sheep. Jonas is dove. And Deborah, of course, is the bee. Same as Melissa in Greek. Bee. Little animal.
And then her sidekick in the Book of Judges was Barak. Deborah and Barak.
Barak, yeah, exactly, that's where we know. And there are plants, Tamara, which comes from the Russian. But it's Hebrew, it's a biblical figure. Palm tree. Susan is a lily in Hebrew. And, well, that's Seth. What is a Seth, Snyder? He's not here. Seth means substitution. And Adam and Eve named their son Seth because Abel had died. So that's think of August and Augustine. She didn't like that. No, if Seth did. Would you like to be the substitution?
No.
Solomon. Shlomo in the room. King Solomon, his name probably does not mean peace. It means substitution.
It means what?
Substitution. Yeah. That was a common thing. If one child died, you'd name the next one substitution. Not very nice, is it? A lot of names have got. Many god names in Hebrew. There's Jonathan. That's about it with this list. But all El is the word for God. It's not a name, it's the word for God. And all J-A or J-O, Joe or Jah. That is the name of God. Yahweh.
Joseph.
So many names have either El or Yah, somehow both. Like Joel, that have both, and that's a confession. Joel. Meaning means Yahweh is my God. Yahweh is the only living God. It's a confession. Elijah, just turn around. My God is Yahweh. It was a confession. So many
Hebrew names are confessional names, usually by the mother. The mother gives the names. And most cultures, I think, mothers do. And a lot of names are a whole sentence. Like, take Daniel. Daniel around, too bad. Anyway, it's a very good example. Daniel is often translated, "My judge is God." And that's kind of a frightening idea. Standing in front of God, being a judge. But that's the wrong idea, because it's not a criminal court you're in, it's a civil court. And somebody accuses you, and you call upon God to
vindicate.
To vindicate you, to rehabilitate you. And that is the mother. Because the mother may not have a child for a long time. She's gone. And what do all the neighbors do? God is punishing her for whatever she did.
Yeah.
What could that be? Yeah. Look at her. And now comes Daniel. And Daniel is that woman's rehabilitation. God loves her. God blesses her. That's the idea behind Daniel. Jonathan, the same thing. God has given. The Lord has given this to God. Yeah. In Spanish, we have Joaquin. It's Joaquin in Juniper. It means the Lord has lifted up from the ground, from the dust. I was in the dust, I was down. He left me by giving me this child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of names work that way in Hebrew. And Joshua means the Lord has saved from barrenness.
Joshua.
The Lord has saved what?
From barrenness. Saved the mother. You know,
so that's
Raphael.
It's the woman. And usually you hear women being given names that were male names, and they had an aunt or something. So this actually relates back to the woman.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Well, it refers to the mother. It refers to the mother.
Samuel.
Samuel. Exactly. God has listened to my prayers. He has listened. Yeah, and here it is, the answer to my prayers. John is all around, in all countries you find John. Means the Lord is merciful, or has been merciful by bestowing the child upon me.
John the Baptist.
The Baptist. And that is one reason why John is around so much, everywhere. It started in Europe. In medieval times, in certain parts of Germany, every third man was called Johannes. One out of three was Johannes.
Wow.
It was very popular, and that was not only due to fashion, fashion was always around, but it was due to John the Baptist. And it was due to a naming practice. Either if you were born on St. John's Day, you were called John. Or if you were baptized in St. John's chapel or church, you'd be John. And as he was the baptizer, there'd be many, many chapels and churches named John's. John's all over.
Martin Luther was baptized on St. Martin's Day. That's how he got his name.
Either born or baptized.
Interesting.
Baptized, yeah. He was born the day before.
Right.
Baptized on Martin's Day.
That explains all those Johns and Sean's and whatever they were called. Yes.
Oh, there's a question here.
Yes.
You said my name's in the Greek, but there's no answer for the name.
So which was that?
Helen.
Helen. It has to do with the light. It means torch or refer to the sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Helen of Troy.
Famous. Exactly. Yes.
Helen.
And but Saint Helen had a greater impact on naming in Europe. The mother of Constantine the Great, who supposedly found the true cross of Jesus in Jerusalem.
Right.
They're still debating that. Still on. Yes.
Is Matthew a Hebrew?
It is, yeah.
There are a number of forms of popularity. The most popular would be Matatyahu, and means present or gift of God. Gift of God. It's his king.
Have you done as much research on last names as you have done on first?
Oh, I'd be lost with last names.
I heard there was four sources of last names which are very common throughout the world. I can't remember. One was location, one was occupation, one was blah, blah, blah. But different cultures have adapted a name to that be their last name.
Yeah. Also, a lot of first names were transferred to last names and retransferred to first names.
Johnson.
A man in the pot shop, and his last name was Pox. We started talking about names, and he said, "Well, I think one of my ancestors worked in a park." I said, "I don't believe that. Yes, doesn't deal with that. You were going in a park. Well, why in parks? I think it's a patronym. Yes, that means the S means son of.
Belongs to.
Like Phillips means son of Philip."
And Mackenzie and Matt.
Exactly. And I looked it up on the internet, and it turned out to mean be the same as Peterson. There's Perkins and Parks, and Peterson's also.
And then there's the name by occupation, like Miller and Smith.
Exactly.
And
Taylor,
and
Tyler,
that
kind of thing.
And that's in several languages. So.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. I baptized it Tyler, which is absolutely rare, but it's coming. It's coming. It's commonly your language right now.
Yeah.
But Sarah is still waiting for Sarah. Aren't you? Sarah, but you know what you mean.
Tyler is a popular first name here.
No, it is,
yeah. Yeah.
It is very slowly starting to become popular in Germany as well.
The ceiling in the village center, that was by Richard Kammerer.
Kammerer,
that's German.
Yeah, sure. Yes, Sarah. You know what Sarah means, Sarah?
Princess.
Pardon me?
Princess.
Exactly. And in modern Hebrew, Sarah is a female minister, a woman minister. Not a minister, for political minister.
No.
Prime minister, ministers. Not. So that's Sarah. Judith means man, a woman from Judah. That's all there is to it. Noah, who's Noah?
That's
that was your son. Yeah, that's a little tricky. It probably means rest. And it probably has to do with the wine. Because Noah was the first man who brewed wine. He made wine. And the wine will take you to rest. That's probably the idea. I don't know for sure.
The wine needs to rest, which is ferment.
Yes. Okay, so just 5 minutes for other.
So Jacob would be in the Hebrew too, would
that? Yeah.
That's Jacob?
Jacob, Jamie, Jacob. And I always wonder, why is it Jamie and not Jakey?
Well, it's probably from James.
And Jacob, why is it James? How do you get the M from the C? Jacob James.
Oh.
I was wondering about that. I looked it. I can tell you.
James.
Jacobus would be the Greek, and there was just probably a misspelling at some point, and they made Jacobus instead of Jacobus.
Oh.
Somebody was wrong.
James.
And it was Jacobus and James.
James. What would that mean? Then? Is that Jacob?
And the word Jacob is tricky because the Bible often explains names and gives actually two completely different explanations of the name. They both refer to the Hebrew word and they are possible. And one means heel holder.
Oh, right.
Because when they come out, Jacob will hold the heel of his brother, but without success. And then he outsmarts him twice, and that's the second meaning. But they supposedly the original meaning of Jacob is God protects or God may protect.
That's
a very soon. Nobody knows for sure.
That's why I'm so confused. Will God? Does
God? Yes. Alan and Rock. JB went, Rose went, Leon went, and Greg. Greg goes to Greek. Also. Greek. Gregorius means alert.
What did you say,
Jamie? Jamie comes from Jacob. God protects.
Gotcha.
And I got some sheets for you to take home. It's all written, Jamie.
Oh.
Except for Alan. Didn't know.
Well, that's.
You got the rock. That's okay.
That's the rock.
Yes. So, it also tells you about Kimberly. That's an interesting story of a name going from first name to place name, to last name, to place name, to first name. Back and forth, many times. It's really interesting. It's almost it will take us too long.
I think it's interesting to bring up the name of my daughter, like Kira, but it's Kina, K-Y-N-A. It's Welsh. It's not pronounced, it's pronounced Kina or something. That comes from, it was in the book, it said, in the Welsh book, it said, the English derivative is kinfolk.
Perfect.
So, Kina is offspring, basically.
Yeah, I haven't seen anybody.
But I don't know if there was before the English for Kina, for kin, K-Y, maybe it was Greek. I don't know.
I just want to make sure Norwich.
K-Y,
yeah. It was those Welsh names, don't ask me. Welsh, Irish, I'm lost with those. But I'm going to answer one last question. And that's why is America called Hamish? You may have wondered about that.
No, I was wondering.
Yes.
That's why we're all here.
Is there a relation to Amerigo Vespucci and Amerigo and Henry? The names?
The names are related.
Henry.
It's the same. Okay. Angus, Henry, and this continent is, by mistake, Martinized by Christopher Columbus. He only got a little Colombian on there, the roof. But by Amerigo Vespucci. And he claimed, he went back and said, I discovered America, but he had, which he hadn't. But some people believed him. And there was people like a cartographer, somebody who would draw cards.
A map.
Exactly. Make a map. It was very influential. And he put, instead of, first that Terranova, new country. But they wanted a real name. So his name was Martin Zemula. He was German or Swiss, I don't know. And he wrote America on that map. Because he believed that map. Mm-hmm. And now, last thing, Amerigo is a form of Henrik. Enrico. In Spanish.
Enrico, yes.
Enrico.
Yeah.
And there is also
got it.
Heimerigo, that's an ancient form. And Heinrich,
in German,
used to be Heimerisch. Which translates home and rule.
Ruling home.
Rule home, whatever.
Home.
So that's American. Yeah. Right. There you go.
Very good.